Good morning. Welcome back to Churchill Downs, Kentucky Derby, AT&T Morning Line. Not only, Cindy, are there beautiful horses in Louisville this week for the Kentucky Derby, also some beautiful people and some special people as well.
Absolutely.
We have a couple ladies here to tell us about it. Kirby Adams and Catherine Gregory are with us this morning. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Hey, let's talk Derby.
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
I like that.
Glitz and glamour. I love it. I absolutely love it. So, you ladies, you told me you have 30 seconds of information on every topic that has to do with the Derby, right?
We do. And we came up dressed up for you this morning.
I like
well,
it.
We're in our fascinators.
It.
And
I
our,
love it.
You can put lipstick on and all. We're ready. We're Derby ready, aren't we, Catherine?
Yes, absolutely. We wouldn't show up without it.
So let's talk a little bit about Derby fashion and any other things you want to talk about. And then at the end, we're going to talk a little bit about, unfortunately, we have a little bit of rain, threat of it. We're just going to put threat of it for Oaks and Derby. But you have tips for that, too, as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think first thing to mention with Derby fashion for both Kentucky Derby and Kentucky Oaks Day is to really focus in on the men. Men's fashion has really stepped up in the past couple of years.
I agree.
And I think that there's a big misperception that only women wear hats to the Kentucky Derby, and that is absolutely not true. If you're a man and you're coming to the Kentucky Derby, give it a shot. Wear a hat. Try something new. I think that's a really great tip. I also think that's a really kind of easy way for men to kind of ease into the fashion game a little bit with Kentucky Derby. I think sometimes people see some of the crazier fashions at Derby and get a little bit intimidated or a little scared thinking that's totally not my personality.
No.
I think a hat for a man is a really nice way to ease into it, and also really fun socks I think are a fun way for men to amp up the fashion
game. Right? If you're like, I'm not quite sure about this, go out and get yourself a pair of socks with a mint julep print on it, or maybe a horseshoe or a thoroughbred.
I saw a guy last night with hot pink.
Yeah.
There you go. Yep.
I'm like, wow.
Yep,
you
absolutely.
Know?
But it's just that little pop-up color that really makes you feel like you're kind of in the fashion game a little bit.
Pull up your slack leg just a little bit, you're going to feel like, wow, I've really gone over the edge.
$1 million.
Instead of going completely with the real slim suit,
which looks
really nice. Yeah, you've got the right body for it.
Yep.
And have you seen any of the suits, like they've had at Christmas with the themes on it? Have they had Derby ones like that?
They do, There's definitely, you'll on Derby Day and on Oaks Day, you'll definitely run into the suits that are like kind of covered in mint julep prints or horseshoes and roses is really popular.
There are definitely two different camps on men's dressing for Derby. There's a classic traditional look where you look like you've been to the track many times, you know, a Southern gentleman. And then there's the wacky, I'm going to wear this.
Yeah, I'm
Bill Samuels outfit.
Right. This is a once-in-a-lifetime. Yeah, I love that.
And I think either works depending on, your comfort level and your personality. And I think the same goes for women's fashion as well. So one thing that Kirby and I always say is that if you're coming to the Kentucky Derby and you're planning to be there for all of the races, that is an incredibly long day. You're looking at 14 races starting super early in the morning, so you're going to want to go comfort first. So you're going to want to wear a dress or a pantsuit or a romper, whatever you're most comfortable in, and you're dressing kind of for your ticket and where you're sitting. You're going to want to be super comfortable, and then you're going to want to, you know, have a hat that matches your outfit, but not too matchy. I think a different pop of color and kind of a unique bent on fashion, women's fashion, and color, mixing colors, I think is really popular.
It's important to note, too, that Churchill Downs does have a suggested dress code during the Kentucky Derby, which you can find on their website, and that makes a difference, particularly if you're coming in from out of town and you haven't been here before. You might be a little confused about, you know, what is appropriate.
Right,
it's very different in the infield than it is at the Turf Club up on Millionaire's Row. So you can look on their website and see for your ticket what is suggested that you wear.
Okay.
And
that's great.
I think looking online, too, is a really good idea because you can see how people are dressed.
Right.
But one of the things, too, I'm sorry.
I love the classic look. I love to see a lady dressed in either a white shift-type dress. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking those stiletto heels probably, you know, just like you're going to have to walk no matter where you are. You're going to have to walk.
If you're going to do that,
it's
nice to look. It's a nice look, but make sure you bring some flip-flops with you.
Yes, absolutely.
We are big fans of wedges. And
because you get the height
that
you
want. Yeah, because it gives you the lift that you want with a pair of heels, but you can actually walk around the cobblestones in Churchill Downs, which makes a huge difference.
And you're always those flip-flops for back to the car. Because the car's not going to be anywhere close unless you are super gazillionaire and can get picked up at the track.
Right.
The rest of us. I did hear about one group that's coming that are getting helicoptered here.
Oh, really?
I don't know that they're going to drop them at the track, but they're going to get helicoptered over to maybe Stanford Field, and then they're going to be limoed over here. But nevertheless, you're going to walk around. And so just keep that in mind. That's our big fashion tips.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mint juleps, I know there's a whole bunch of information about mint juleps. Is that a biggie for you all? You got to have one?
I think that a mint julep is absolutely part of the pageantry of the Kentucky Derby. It's the official drink of the Kentucky Derby, and it really, you know, Kirby and I kind of joke around. We've got this video series that we do at CourierJournal.com called Let's Talk Derby with Catherine and Kirby, and one of the video series that we did was over at the historic Brown Hotel, and we talked about the mint julep, and it really, I think the best way to describe a mint julep is it really just tastes like Derby. There's something about a mint julep that really just kind of embodies the whole pageantry of this weekend. So I would say if you're coming into town and you want to have one of those, definitely do it. It's going to set you back $15, though, on Kentucky Derby Day. It does come with that kind of souvenir glass that I know people are really interested in and a lot of people collect. So it's going to cost you a little bit, but I think if you're here, why not? Do it. It's part of the pageantry. Absolutely try it.
Have you ever heard anyone say, oh, I just love the taste of a mint julep?
No, I haven't.
I've never heard a single person say that, but everyone likes to
have one.
Absolutely, yeah. It's part of the pageantry.
I'm sure
kind
there's
of like,
someone listening that loves the taste of a mint julep.
Yeah, probably so, right.
It's hats, fashion, roses,
absolutely.
And mint juleps.
It's part of the full experience. I think you really need to try it out.
And people can watch you, keep up with you guys online at the Courier Journal, or get a paper copy of it as well, a regular copy of it.
Sure.
I keep up with you guys every morning. I always need to see all the Derby fashion activities,
things
that go
on
a couple of weeks out before Derby starts. You know, so
we have fun. We have a lot of fun this time of year.
It's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Is it really work if you love it like you guys do?
I know it sounds very glamorous that we get to sit around and talk about fashion and talk about celebrities and, you know, cover the red carpet at some of the events, and it is fun. Kirby and I have a great time working together, but it really is truly a lot of work. It really is.
Long hours.
We really want to make sure that we bring you the very best that we can. Yes. So it means, there are a lot of celebrities coming.
I was going to ask any names you want
to
drop.
We have to research them all, too. Right. You don't want to ask them,
drop
so, hey.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So the Barnstable Brown Party, which I'm sure you guys have heard before, that's consistently named one of the top parties in the world.
And Patricia Barnstable Brown's mansion over in the Highlands. So it's really cool. It's put on by these two sisters, and it's in their home.
Mm-hmm.
It's in one of the sisters' homes.
Absolutely. And she is bringing in a bunch of really big names. Tom Brady. Everybody knows Tom Brady. He's going to be there, and he's bringing a bunch of the Patriots with him. Aaron Rodgers plays for the Green Bay Packers. He's going to be there
as
well.
Jennifer Nettles from
Journal.
Yep. And Jennifer Nettles was just announced as being the person who's going to sing the anthem at the Kentucky Derby on Derby Day. So she's a guest of Patricia Barnstable Brown, but will be singing the anthem on Derby Saturday.
I'm sure you're excited
does
about
she need an escort?
Quaid.
Yes.
Does she need an escort?
we'll see if we can get you together with her, Alan.
Yeah, but I'm excited about Dennis Quaid. I think he's kind of cool, and I've always wanted to meet
him.
So, lots of different. I mean, the list goes on and on. But let's be fair. There's
one of
three other big parties.
Yeah. So the Unbridled Eve Derby Gala is also on Friday night, and there's a bunch of big people coming for that too. Patrick Warburton is coming in, and you guys would definitely recognize him. He's Putty from Seinfeld. He's on Rules of Engagement
and the National Car Rental commercials.
And I think this is his first Derby. He seems like a really great, approachable guy. So we're super excited to see him and kind of get his idea of the experience. And D.B. Woodside is going to be there as well, and he is on that show Lucifer right now, so he's pretty popular. His star is definitely rising, so we're excited to see him. I think that's going to be a fun party.
And a lot of the jockeys go to this particular party.
Oh, really?
The jockeys riding the next day in the Kentucky Derby. Like, Max Smith is going to be one of the guests at this. This is another party that's put on by two sisters. Mm-hmm. And this one's held at the Galt House Hotel.
That's where we've been staying.
Isn't that interesting that all these families put together these big parties? And they're all for charity, too.
Right.
The Barnstable Brown Party has raised almost $16 million for the Barnstable Brown Cancer Research Center at University of Kentucky. So they all have their own individual charities.
Yeah, and the final party that's really big on Friday night is the Trifecta Gala, and that is hosted by the Bridgman family, and that's actually at the KFC Yum Center this year. And there's a bunch of really big people coming for that. So Usher is coming, and he's actually going to set to perform at the party this year.
Really?
So people are very, very excited about that. Vivica A. Fox is going to be there. Steve Harvey's going to be there. Kirby and I have been joking around saying we're not sure if there's going to be like a Family Feud game that breaks out at the party. But it seems like it's a really great list.
Top people five that are on the
super,
board.
Yeah, exactly. People, I think, are super excited about it. And there's a lot of new faces that haven't been to the Derby before. So Kirby and I are super excited to have the chance to kind of talk to them on the red carpet and see kind of what they think about this time when Louisville really shines. You know, this is kind of our moment. And it's exciting when other people come in and you can kind of gauge their opinion of that.
Now, on these parties, is it invitation only?
So, no. The Barnstable Brown Party is invitation. registration only.
Okay.
But the other two, but the other two parties, you can go to their websites, trifectagala.com or unbridledeve.com. You can find it. Just put Unbridled Eve Gala. But I know the last time I talked to the Sisters of the Unbridled Eve, that's the party with
Patrick Warburton and all the jockeys.
They had dance-only tickets left, and they were $350, which is, that's affordable if that's something you really want to do. So they had tickets, and then the Trifecta, I believe, still has tickets.
Really?
You go online, and you can get the tickets there.
Wow.
I believe, I don't want to misspeak, but I believe those start at $700.
Okay. All right, that's out of my league. So, okay, all right, last thing.
Yep.
All right, how do we dress if it's going to rain? What do we do?
Kirby's got the best tip for
that. Okay. First of all, go out and get yourself some cute boots now, some cute rubber boots.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I bet there's some with horses around here somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. But you got to do it now. This is Tuesday, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm losing track of it. You got to do it now. But here's the thing. A lot of women, well, we were fortunate enough to borrow these great fascinators from
gorgeous.
The milliners, the hat girls.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we love them. We got to see them last year. Yes, we did.
They're wonderful.
Rachel and Kate said to tell you hi.
Oh.
So, you know that these are, they're beautiful and they're pricey.
Yes.
So, in order not to ruin this, get a dry cleaner bag. Mm-hmm. Wrap the dry cleaner bag loosely around your fascinator or your hat to wear from the car into the track.
Okay.
And once you get into a dry section, then you're going to remove that dry cleaner bag. And the dry cleaner bag's nice because it's really lightweight.
Right.
And it's clear, so you can still see some of your hats. So it doesn't look like you're just wearing a bag on your head. Right?
It's better than a trash bag.
Exactly. So you see, there's a reason behind this madness.
Yes.
So, and then you get in, you take it off, and you're fine.
Yeah.
And then if it's still raining, which I'm going to cross my fingers that it's not.
Yes, we are.
But, yeah, I would say that. And the other thing is they are now, you know, take a poncho, right, Catherine?
Absolutely.
Right.
Poncho, and you can get really lightweight, disposable, 88-cent.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And if you can get a clear one, go for clear.
Because
you spent so much money, you know, putting your outfit together that you really want people to still be able to see it, but you want it to stay dry and not kind of ruin your outfit. So.
Absolutely. Girls, thank you so much. It's been so much fun.
Thank you.
Talk derby to me.
I love it. Let's talk derby with Catherine and Kirby anytime.
And tell Jennifer Nettles if she needs somebody to carry her flip-flop for her. I'm the guy.
You're the guy. Okay, we'll let her know.
I heard she was looking for someone to take that position.
Good deal. Good deal. I'll give you my phone number.
Your Derby coverage brought to you by Home Place Mortgage, Hancock's Neighborhood Market, Robin Foods and Gifts, Heritage Bank, Commonwealth Agri Energy, Her Pace Furniture, and Hopkinsville Outdoor Equipment.
For Cindy Allen, I'm Alan Watts from the Kentucky Derby AT&T Morning Line.